Track 13, Techniques for Social Phobias. On the last 5 tracks, we have discussed the evaluation phobias. 2 main phobias we have focused on were agoraphobia and social phobias. The last 3 tracks examined social phobias and concentrated on public speaking phobias on this last track. On this track, we will discuss 2 techniques for overcoming social phobias. The 2 techniques discussed on this track are decentering and time projection. As you listen to this track, you might consider how to implement these techniques with your client. If he or she suffers from something other than social phobia, could these techniques still be productive? First, let's discuss decentering. Decentering is the process of having the client challenge the basic belief that he or she is the focal point of social events. Does your social phobic report thinking that everyone is watching them, or that others are acutely aware of the client's tension of shyness? Brenda, from the last track, often led herself to believe that others could read her mind. However, a variety of strategies is available to help clients like Brenda see that the social world does not revolve around them. Therapists can work with the client to establish concrete criteria to determine when he or she is not the focus of attentions and what behavior or attributes are being attended to by others. Clearly, for the cognitive intervention of decentering to work, the client may need to adopt the perspective of another person. A shift in focus on Brenda's part was necessary for decentering to benefit her. Brenda was preoccupied with her own initial reactions. The result was that she noticed little about others' reactions to her. Paradoxically, Brenda attributed keen powers of observation and utter objectivity to those around her. In one session, Brenda stated, "I know they are watching me closely because I watch myself just as closely." How might you have responded to Brenda? I stated, "You say that they are watching you in the same way that you were watching yourself. What about how they look at themselves?" Brenda's response was limited, but she did agree that others likely watch themselves closely as well. I followed by asking, "So you're watching yourself. How closely do you watch others?" Brenda stated, "I watch others rather infrequently. My observations of them and their actions are limited." In this way, Brenda's cognitive set regarding others watching her changed. She came to realize that the attention of most people is similarly restricted, and she became more relaxed in social situations. Next, let's discuss time projection. Consider Ted, age 27. Ted refused to engage in social functions of any kind due to his phobic disposition. When Ted did find himself in a social situation, he engaged in selective mutism, meaning Ted chose not to speak out of fear. Ted was part of a large, extended family, which often invited him to a variety of functions. I asked Ted to project himself into the future and imagine a social situation months or even years away. By doing so, I believed Ted could derive detachment from and gain perspective on social events. For example, Ted had the following time projection. He stated, "I imagined our 4th of July picnic that's coming up in a few months. I'm standing there while everyone is talking about their jobs and families and hobbies. Nobody comes up and talks to me because they think I'm weird. They all think, 'There's Ted. Why is he here?' I'm unable to make conversation, and when someone does talk to me, I act like a retard and spill my drink." I suggested to Ted that he imagine that he goes to several family functions. I stated, "After a bad incident at the 4th of July picnic, imagine that you attend several other family functions this year. Now imagine next year's 4th of July picnic." Ted stated, "I see myself standing in a group. I'm nervous about what I might say next, but I know I'll say something." Think of your Ted. Might your client be able to begin visualizing a decrease in social phobic reactions using the time projection technique? On this track, we discuss 2 techniques for overcoming social phobias. The 2 techniques discussed on this track were decentering and time projection. On the next track, we will discuss exposure. 3 techniques regarding exposure will be presented on that track. The 3 techniques for exposure are the initiation technique, cognitive avoidance, and the critical decision technique. Question 13. What are 2 techniques which can be used to treat social phobias?